Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges. These daily challenges are meant to help you explore what it means to follow Jesus as part of a busy commuting lifestyle. Now, if you've never learned what it means to follow Jesus in the first place, I'd encourage you to check out our introductory course. It's called Christianity 101. You can find it through the same website or app, where you'll find a basic introduction to the concepts that these challenges are meant to build upon. These challenges are meant to keep a community of people studying the same things at the same time. It's meant to keep us in sync, so that even though we're not meeting together in person, we're part of a community. That means we have a weekly rhythm that we follow. Every Monday, we introduce the idea for the week. Every Tuesday, we study it in the Bible. Every Wednesday, we see how that changes and transforms us. Thursdays, we try to apply and live out what we've been learning. Fridays, we pray and reflect. Saturday is a day of rest, and then Sunday is a day for community, especially Christian community. And that's why we have a brand new church that started in Ajax every second Sunday called Redeemer Church. We have a really innovative service called the Family Room, meant for people of all ages to worship and learn together in one room. I encourage you to check out redeemerajax.ca for more information on how you can become a part of our new Christian community that meets in person. Now, years ago, I visited a friend's cottage, part of a large group of friends, so I knew a lot of the people there, but there were a couple people that I hadn't met before. And I remember one of those individuals because he made a really negative impression. Talked way too much and about all the wrong things, going on and on about how fast he'd driven his motorcycle to get up to the cottage. It was clearly illegal how fast he'd been driving the thing. And just went on and on about all the risks he'd taken, basically how he didn't care about life. And it was just a really negative, difficult person to be around. And that was my lasting impression of this person for a few years. Although a few years later, I met that person once again, and his life seemed to have been completely transformed. His stories now, he still talked a lot, but his stories now weren't all negative about risking his life. Rather, it was about the potential in his life. How he'd found a great new job, how he'd met a great new girl, and they were getting married, going to have a family. His life seemed to be completely different from that first encounter. And a big part of why it was different was that he'd met Jesus. When he met this girl, she brought him to church, and some good people invested in his life, and the fruit of that investment was transformation. That his life started to turn around, that he started to realize the potential in his life rather than risk it. Now, there are stories like this all over of people whose lives have been transformed as a result of having started a relationship with Jesus, having decided to follow him. Sometimes the stories are really dramatic. They're stories of, lives of crime that are suddenly lives of virtue. But other times they're quite normal, subtle stories of transformation. Lifelong transformation that took years, that few people noticed, but that were very real nonetheless. Now, people also have all kinds of reactions to these stories. Sometimes people want to celebrate them. They love these stories. They want to hear them, tell them, write books about them. They love to hear how Jesus can transform even the most difficult lives. Other times, people are skeptical or outright hostile to such stories. They think, well, how do we know if that person's really changed? Or do they really deserve a second chance? How can we welcome them here? How can they be part of a church? Questions like that are what people ask often after seeing a life transformed by Jesus. Do you know anybody with a story like that? That's your discussion question for today. Who have you seen transformed by a relationship with Jesus? What changes did you see, and how did you react? Did you embrace it, or were you skeptical? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.